as we have you here, the kids are going back to school. Let's take a trip around some of those Texas topics, get you up to date on the states of our states. First of all, yesterday, about 2 o'clock, word got out. Palo Pinto County right there in Gordon, Texas. Union Pacific train derailment. About 2 miles east, really, of Gordon, to be exact. About 36 cars popped off the track. Sparks from the derailment caught a grass fire, started that up near the tracks. And the fortunate news is no injuries reported on this. No major damage to anything nearby, except for the train, of course. And then no leaking of any hazardous chemicals or materials or anything like that. But the cleanup, which started yesterday, really kicks up today. That will be going on. Of course, Gordon has just had a 2025 and then some already this year. They had you guys, Longhorns out there, had to delay your start of the school year to tomorrow because of that tornado activity that came right over the ISD in Gordon. Oh, to start off, well, the summertime and spring. So, goodness gracious, go Longhorns, back to school tomorrow, and hopefully putting all that in your rear view. Speaking of tornadic activity here in Texas, so far throughout 2025, the NOAA's preliminary report says Texas, by far, number one when it comes to the amount of tornadoes that have been had by a state so far this year. We have notched a reported 145 tornadoes across the state this year. By the way, also, North Texas alone, over, this can't be right, 800 instances of hail storms reported. Although you do hear the hammering, so yeah, people getting roofed still to this day. Here's a good list. In fact, we got a number one on it.
Number one.
Thank you. The Princeton Review of the best, very oddly named, 391 colleges. What if you're 392? Well, they came out with their annual review, and boy, Texas does. North Texas specifically did really good. TCU, SMU, UTD, even down a little bit south there, Austin College, all ranking very high in various things, but TCU stands out, earning number one when it comes to the happiest students. Number one. Also, TCU placing second for best quality of life, third for best run colleges, and fourth for most beautiful campus. Well done. But number one happiest out there, TCU. That means Hypnotoad is still out there working hard. That's right. Those that know, know. Out there at AT&T Stadium, City of Arlington has a pretty big Friday. They will write one more final check Friday. And then AT&T Stadium will be finally paid off. The stadium cost $1.2 billion to construct. And, of course, you know, there was all sorts of things when it came to the Jerry's going to pay for this. But really, Arlington, you're going to pay for it anyway. That was all back in 2005 and stuff. It was scheduled to pay off in 30 years, but they're doing it about 10 years ahead of schedule. And no doubt that money will go to the taxpayer out there. So Arlington City will make the final $22.6 million payment on AT&T Stadium and pay it off on Friday. Congratulations. Now the only poor souls in Arlington still paying for things out there will be the Las Cowboys fans. Speaking of Micah Parsons' situation, not going much greater. The latest from Micah Parsons, still in a contract renegotiation stall with Jerry. Micah started posting lyrics to Adele songs. And unless it's
hello,
that's not a good sign, anybody. Real quick, a 4-2 vote last night out there in Midland, Texas, West Texas, one of the legendary high school football programs. Midland Legacy High will once again be known as Midland Lee High. So the Rebels getting their Midland Lee name back. They were that until 2020. And then back to putting Texas where we belong in number one, North Texas.
Number one!
Thank you. A North Texas restroom is now a finalist in the 2025 America's Best Restroom Contest. Tatsu is where this is located. They are competing against eight other restrooms from across the country to vote. It's open to the public, by the way. So is the restroom. I'm trying to figure out where this is because I really, really want to go to it. It's somewhere in North Texas. But they say that it is available and they want you to come because they want you to vote on it to be best restroom in the nation. They say every detail matters in this, including crystal clear mirrors, the polished fixtures, the spotless and elegant space echoing, and meticulous care shown throughout. Oh, this is a restaurant, and the restroom is the draw. All right. Well, you can go online and vote on the Cintas site is the one doing this. Bucky's actually won it back in 2012, but no other Texas restroom has won since. So go over there. The restaurant in Dallas, Tatsu, for the number one restaurant in all of the nation. Let's go for number one.
Number one!
Or at least while you're there, maybe number two.
Country, I mean, you're there. 2.1 Hank FM.